The Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. And here are your hosts, Adam and John Spies.
Welcome back to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, Adam Spies.
I'm John Spies.
And today we've got two treacherous trivia contestants. That was hard to say. With us, in one corner, we have the ever-deadly Nikki, don't call me Norman Bates.
That's me.
That's you. And in the other corner, we have Jeremy, the wild child Goodson.
That's the first time I've been called that. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the wild card or whatever. You know, you're kind of unpredictable is really what you are. So, Nikki, how about you guys tell us a little about yourself? Nikki, would you please start us off?
I live in Lincoln, Nebraska. I am a mother of two. Actually, my daughter's birthday is on Monday, so I need to wrap some presents quickly. And we are painting today. So I am covered in head to toe with wall paint.
Perfect for trivia. I believe, yeah. I believe, like, the fumes from paint really helps the trivia mind.
Yeah, we'll see. It couldn't hurt.
Is this a performance enhancer? Hold on. I forgot something. Yeah.
All right, Jeremy, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jeremy Goodson. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. I am a IT tech by day, trivia host when there was bars at night. Sometimes. I host the Quadrivia podcast, one of many hosts, actually, and... I have a 7-year-old son who is in the other room and hopefully does not barge in here in about 10 seconds because he's hungry again after 5 seconds.
All right.
Get him some goldfish, Dad. Gosh.
Well, enough. I'd like to let y'all know the rules.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in 3 rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules.
Round 1. Consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If someone answers their question wrong, their opponent has a chance to steal.
And the categories are...
movies, music, television, video games, sports, news and politics, fashion, technology, slang, and food. Round 2 consists of the same 10 categories, but this time, your opponent gets to pick your category. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you have before answering a 3-tiered question, which must have all parts correct in order to score the points.
Now it's time for a takedown!
All right, now that you know the rules, I'd like to get to know you just a little bit more. So how about you both tell me your favorite grunge song of all time?
Does Hey Man, Nice Shot count as a grunge song by Filter?
Yeah. Oh, I'll allow it. Yeah, that's kind of like maybe post-grunge, but it works enough. Filter's a great choice, great band, and a great song. Jeremy?
Oh, that's a tough one, but... because I have fun with it at karaoke nights, I'm going to say Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
King Solid. Jeremy the Wicked. Hey, that's your name.
It makes for some fun jokes. We can say that.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And as much as I appreciate Filter, Pearl Jam is just one of my top bands. So that means, Jeremy, you get to go first.
Did not know I was right. Playing to the host there. All right.
That's how this works. You know what? Whoever I like more, you get to go first.
So. Whoa, I thought we were just talking about what song you liked better.
Well, whatever song I like better. My bad, Nikki. You're fine, too.
Carry on.
My wayward son. Okay, so Jeremy, you get to pick your category to start off round 1.
Round 1.
All right, so this is either going to make me feel really good or I'm going to feel really dumb because you're going to find the very random ones in my wheelhouse, but I'm going to go video games.
Okay. And your decade is the 70s.
All right.
Of course it is.
Name this game released by Sega in 1976. It featured black and white graphics and has been identified as the first video game to feature hand-to-hand fighting.
Huh, that's going to be a tough one. The only one I can think of, like, with the 70s, 1976, I'm going to go with Combat.
Combat is incorrect. Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
I'm going to say Sega Arm Wrestling.
Sega Arm Wrestling is actually a little bit closer, but still incorrect. The correct answer is a game called Heavyweight Champ. Heavyweight Champ.
Huh.
So, tough. All right, so no harm, no foul. Nikki, you get to pick your category.
I would like food, please.
All right, food.
And your decade is the 70s.
Okay. This baseball legend had a short-lived candy bar that debuted at the Yankees home opener in April 1978. Not in October, like one might assume.
No, I said food, not sports.
He debuted a candy bar. I believe you eat candy bars.
Okay. Well, I know. Okay. 70s. I don't even know if I know any 70s players. I don't know. Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is incorrect. Jeremy, you get a chance to steal.
I've never heard of him having a candy bar, but I think I honed in on the Mr. October. So Reggie Jackson?
Reggie Jackson is correct. And the Reggie bar, it was Reggie with an exclamation point.
Bar.
It was a round milk chocolate covered bar with peanuts and caramel in the center. It only lasted until 1982. Unfortunately.
Oh, missed me by 3 years. Yep. I can't believe Reggie Jackson had a candy bar. That's just...
Yeah. I mean, he was awesome. All right. Jeremy, you get the steal and you get to pick your category.
All right. Let's go TV.
All right.
And your decade is the 80s.
80s. All right. Which television journalist ended the CBS Evening News with his signature phrase, "And that's the way it is," for the last time on March 6th, 1981.
That would be Cronkite.
That would be Walter Cronkite. Nailed it. Okay. Nikki, let's see if you can get on the board here. Pick your category.
Let's try movies.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And your decade is the 80s.
Okay.
I sense a pattern here.
It's randomized.
It's randomized. Yeah. Trust me.
John uses this whole fancy dice tower thing because he's a big nerd and he doesn't think rolling a dice is good enough, but big nerd.
Yeah, I am too, so that's okay.
Okay.
Literally and physically.
Yeah.
And mentally.
All right. Nikki, your 80s movies question. He did a great job playing Tricky Dick in the 2008 film Frost Nixon, but I will always remember this actor covered in makeup and prosthetics as Skeletor in 1987's Masters of the Universe.
I don't know either of those, and I'm sure there are people screaming at me for this. So, I have no idea. Name an actor. Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. The Hopster is incorrect. Jeremy, you get a chance to steal.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to steal this one. I have not seen Frost Nixon. It's one of those, I love historical flicks, and I have not watched this one. I'm going to guess Robert De Niro.
De Niro is definitely incorrect. Now, the actor who played Nixon in Frost Nixon and Skeletor in Masters of the Universe... John, do you want to take it away? I know you know this man.
Is it Langella or Langella?
Yeah, Frank Langella.
Frank Langella.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
Yes, Frank Langella. Great actor, but I don't think enough people know about him.
Yeah, all right. I know of him. I just didn't realize that was him.
Yep. All right, Jeremy, it's back to you. You got to pick your category.
All right. Let's go tech.
Mm-hmm. All right, technology.
And your decade is the 70s.
Okay, they do not want to give you 90s at all. 70s technology. This mono-alphabetic computer programming language developed in 1972 supported structured programming, lexical variable scope, and recursion with a static type system.
That's a very detailed way to name a programming language. I'm going to go, just because of the time frame, BASIC.
BASIC is incorrect. Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
Can you repeat the question one time for me?
Of course. This mono-alphabetic computer programming language developed in 1972 supported structured programming, lexical variable scope, and recursion with a static type system.
The mono-alphabetic thing makes me think it's just going to be like a letter, so I don't know. C.
C is correct!
I missed the clue on that one after you reread it for. I'm like, oh.
Yep. All of those big words at the end kind of were a bit of a distraction.
Yep.
It meant to be.
Nice job, Nikki.
Thanks.
Yes. Nikki, you stole it, and now you get to pick your own category.
Let's try fashion.
Fashion.
And your decade is the 70s.
All right. I'm sure if it doesn't pop up in the... We've never had not a decade pop up in the first half, but if we don't, then I'm sure it will absolutely pop up in the round two. So... Okay, in the 70s fashion, you're going to hate this one, Nikki. Founded in 1971 to manufacture team uniforms for high school athletic programs, this company entered into non-exclusive licensing agreements in 1976 with a number of professional sports teams. Because it's another sports question, basically.
Right, right. No, I said fashion, not sports. Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think of someone who made like caps or something too, but like baseball caps or something. Let's say Adidas.
Adidas is incorrect. Jeremy, you got a chance to steal.
Yeah, fashion is definitely not my area, but I know when I was growing up, I had like sports stuff that was made by Champion. So that's going to be my guess.
Champion is a really good guess as well, but incorrect.
Adam, can I guess this?
You can.
Is it Starter?
It is Starter.
The Starter jackets.
I was thinking of Starter.
The Champions were like the knockoff jackets.
My brother had a Starter jacket, and I thought, no, 70s. It can't be Starter. Ah.
Good pull, John. But you get no points. Yeah. But also, Jeremy and Nikki get no points either. All right. So, Jeremy, this is your turn to pick your category. And remaining, we have music, news and politics, slang, and sports.
Let's go.
Don't worry, all the other categories are really just sports questions anyway.
No, wait. He's in sports, it'll be like a food question or something. What?
Let's go music.
Music.
Your decade is the 70s.
Whew. Okay. Right. EGOT winner Rita Moreno won her first Grammy in 1972 for Best Album for Children. This album was sparked from what educational children's series that aired on PBS?
Oh, I've got it narrowed to two, and I'm hoping I don't get this wrong. I'm just going to say Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is incorrect. Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
Okay, I don't know if this was a PBS program, but I'm taking a shot. Free to Be You and Me?
What is Free to Be You and Me?
Not the right answer, I'm guessing, so...
It is not. Incorrect.
Is this Fraggle Rock?
This is not Fraggle Rock.
Okay. I had it between that. Okay, so then the only other one I can think of is Mr. Rogers. Well, what else?
If I tried to emphasize, this album was sparked from what education?
Electric Company.
Electric Company.
Is this the time where I point out that I'm a producer for public television?
Yep.
Proud moment for me right here.
Yes. I forgot all about Electric Company.
I was not.
And that
in
makes
the
70s. Sense.
All right. So now we are back to Nikki. Your pick.
Let's do slang, please.
Slang.
And your decade is the 80s.
80s, okay. Popularized by Moon Unit Zappa in the 1982 song Valley Girl, what word, to the max, was used as a way to show disgust in something or someone?
Grody.
Grody is correct. Grody to the max. All right.
Adam, I just want to point out that in next week, we are hosting a game with Nick Groves and Jonathan, and I literally prepped that exact question for them, and now I got to go change my question.
I'm Hashtag sorry, not sorry, John. This has happened a couple times, actually.
It has.
Works out well. That's why I always try to do I set my recordings that I'm hosting before John, so it works out.
So you can
way.
Steal them.
Yes. All right. Jeremy, it is your pick. You get either news and politics or sports.
I'm going to go news and politics.
Okay. Leaving sports for Nikki down the line.
All right. Your decade is the 70s.
The 70s. Wow. John, we just.
I promise you this is how they're coming out. I'm not forcing it this way.
All right. All right, 70s news and politics. First celebrated in 1970, this annual event on April 22nd now includes events coordinated globally in more than 193 countries.
That would be Earth Day or Arbor Day, depending on how you want to phrase it.
Those are different holidays.
He said Earth Day first, so Earth Day is correct, but yeah.
They're both celebrated on the same day, so...
No, they're not. They're totally not.
Are they not?
No, Arbor Day, you want to guess where that was started? Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's Earth Day, but like lately, for some strange reason, like they've been like, I've actually seen banners say Earth / Arbor Day on them. And I'm like, I didn't know they were the same thing.
They are
close. So I just like wound it up into the.
Yeah. Arbor Day is at least next year is April 30th. So.
Okay. So maybe they were just celebrated on the same day the past couple of years or something.
Possible. But you said Earth Day first. So I'm giving it to them, even though Nikki seemed very angry and adamant against that.
No, I just wanted to make sure. I don't mean to talk over you. I was just, before you gave the answer, I wanted to point out, like, wait a second, those are different things.
Yep. Yep, fair enough.
Yeah, no, and if you'd said choose one, I would have said Earth Day, because that's what we've always called it growing up on April 22nd. But, like, so the past couple of years, right, I've been seeing, like, signs for it, like, you know, Earth / Arbor Day cleanup, like, in parks. And it's like, they're the same thing. I'm like, oh, I thought they were different. Yeah. And now I've, like, conflated the two. So thank you for clarifying
that. Drop a little
that.
Knowledge bomb.
They are different.
Thank you, Nikki. All right, and you are left with sports for your last question, round one.
Your decade is the 80s.
Is the 80s. Wow, an entire round without a 90s, without an entire decade. That's ridiculous. Okay. All right, 80s sports. On August 9th, 1988, what team traded Wayne Gretzky along with Marty McSorley and Mike Krzyzewski to the LA Kings for Jimmy Carson, Martin Gralinas, $15 million in cash, and a first-round draft pick in 1989, 1991, and 1993.
They treated Wayne Gretzky to what?
The LA Kings with a whole bunch of other stuff. The other stuff doesn't really matter. Who traded Wayne Gretzky to the LA Kings in 1988?
Oh, okay. Hockey team. Let's go Red Wings.
The Detroit Red Wings is incorrect. Jeremy, you get a chance to steal.
Unless there's somewhere he played in between, and I'm going to feel really dumb, I'm going to say the Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers is correct. Very.
I'm like, God, did he play for somebody between the two?
Yep, he did not. He did not. Nope. I believe he only played for three different teams, which was the Oilers, followed by the Kings, followed by the Coyotes. So, all right. That is the end of round one. John, could you please give us a score update?
All right. Jeremy pulled a little bit ahead with that one at the end of round one. Jeremy has 40 and Nikki has 20.
Round two.
All right. Let's see if we can get anything from the 90s in round two.
I'm going to switch to a different die, a new dice.
Okay. There we go. All right. And since Jeremy got to pick in the first round, Nikki, it is your choice to pick for Jeremy first in this round.
Jeremy, sports.
Sports. Crap. He is avoiding it.
I have a very limited wheelhouse in sports.
And your decade is the 70s.
Wow, geez. Okay. In the 1970 MLB All-Star Game, this all-time great hustled his way from second base to collide with catcher Ray Fosse at home plate and score the winning run.
Oh, man. Just trying to think of somebody who played around that time, because I really don't. Let's say Reggie Jackson again. I have no idea.
Reggie Jackson again. Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
I don't know any players from the 70s. Is Phil Rizzuto from then? Phil Rizzuto.
Phil Rizzuto is incorrect. If I try to emphasize hustled his way, do y'all know who was nicknamed Charlie Hustle?
Oh, I know the nickname, and I can't name the player.
Pete Rose. Pete Rose.
Oh, it was Pete Rose. Okay.
That was my wild guess last time. Dang it.
I always equate Pete Rose with playing earlier for some strange reason.
Yeah. All right. Jeremy, you get a pick for Nikki.
All right. Let's go video games.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And your decade is the 80s.
You are, John, you're definitely cheating somehow. How do we not?
I promise you I'm not. I promise you I'm not.
Are you doing your math correct?
Yes.
With the dice? Okay. All right, 80s video games. In this 1982 arcade game by the Japanese company Irem, you drive a lunar buggy navigating craters and other out-of-this-world obstacles.
It's probably going to have moon something in it because you were very careful to say lunar and something else in it. So, Moonraker.
Moonraker. Classic
such James, movie, James yeah. Bond themed video game.
Incorrect. Jeremy, you got a chance to steal.
All right. I'm trying to remember. I think I remember the game. And it is Moon something. It's either
Moon.
You said Rover in the question, though, so I think it's Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol is correct.
Nice.
Oh, thank God. Wow. Good pull. Good pull. All right.
Whew. I spent a lot of time in arcades as a kid. Yeah. So.
All right, Jeremy, you got to steal it, and now Nikki gets to pick for you.
Let's do fashion for you.
Fashion.
And your decade is the 90s.
Yay! It happened. It's real. The 90s were a real thing, y'all. And to prove it, Jeremy, I want you to tell me, at the 1999 MTV Video Music Awards, this rapper hit the red carpet in an unforgettable purple jumpsuit with her left boob out covered by a purple seashell sticker.
Oh, God. I remember this. Is it Lil' Kim?
It is Lil' Kim, and Nikki is not happy that you got it.
Oh, I had to think. I almost said, because of everything going on right now, I almost wanted to say, like, Nicki Minaj or, like, something. I'm like, no, it's too late. That's too late. I know she did something similar.
She had a glittery star pasty on the
yes,
it was the exposed side.
Yep.
I remember this. Yes. It was on the news for, like, weeks.
Do I remember? Was that the one where, like, Diana Ross came out and, like,
jiggled it?
Yeah. Yeah, she walked up to her, like, while she was on camera and just, like, hit it from underneath.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
The things we remember.
Yeah. All right, Nikki, your choice to pick for... No, sorry. Jeremy, your choice to pick for Nikki.
All right, let's go with news and politics.
News and politics.
And your decade is the 90s.
All right. On June 25th, 1991... a war began when the republics of Croatia and Slovenia declared independence from what socialist nation?
Croatia and Slovenia?
Yes.
91. I don't know. Czechoslovakia?
Czechoslovakia is incorrect. Jeremy, you get a chance to steal.
Oh, man, that was actually going to be my guess, too, because I know it's the right time frame for that war and the split. I'm going to go with Russia.
Russia. The Ruskies is incorrect as well. The correct answer is Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. That was the other one.
The Yugoslav Wars is what was started. All right. Nikki, your call for Jeremy.
Jeremy, let's do music.
And your decade is the 90s.
All right. Name this little person and rapper who performed alongside Kid Rock, most notably throughout the 1998 album Devil Without a Cause and a rap rock rendition of Kyle's Mom's A Big Fat Bitch on the 1999 South Park movie soundtrack.
Oh my God. I know who it is. I'm picturing him. The only name that's coming to mind, it's not right. I keep getting him confused with Vern Troyer, but it's not Vern Troyer. It's, what is his name? I'm going to go with Little Man because I think that was the guy from Jackass. I can't remember. I don't remember his name.
Little Man, but actually the guy from Jackass was Wee Man. Both of those are incorrect. Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
I got to go Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, little person Pete Rose. No, this guy unfortunately passed away back into the year 2000, but his name was Joe C. Joe C.
That's right.
Yep. Not a big Kid Rock fan there, Nikki?
I remember him dying, but not a big enough fan to remember Joe C's name.
Okay.
Yeah, no, now I remember, like, it starts with, I'm Joe C, and, like, when he goes into the rap, and, like, I couldn't, I'm picturing that lyric, and it was like, I'm blank in my head.
Yep. Not gonna lie, Bawa Daba is an awesome song. I still will rock out hard.
Well, dang to dang diggy.
Diggy said the boogie, say Jeremy pick for Nikki.
Let's go technology.
All right. And your decade is the 90s.
All right, now they're coming hard and fast. 90s technology for Nikki. What Finnish telecommunications company made the first mobile phone to support SMS text messaging in 1994?
Nokia?
Nokia is correct. It was specifically the Nokia 1011.
The indestructible Nokia phones.
Yeah.
We all owned
like
one.
You could like throw it off a building and you'd probably kill somebody, but it wouldn't break.
Yeah.
Didn't they like run it over with a Hummer in like one of the early like meme videos, you know, like where they're just like, we're going to see what we can do to break this phone. They hit it with a hammer. Nothing happens. They run it over with a Hummer. Nothing happens.
Exactly. Like, the hammer broke. The Hummer's tire.
The Hummer got a flat tire.
All right, Nikki, you get a pick for Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'm going to give you slang.
And your decade is the 90s.
Woo. We are on a roll. Used in the 90s in rap slang, what word is synonymous with wealth or expensive accessories made from precious metals?
Would that be bling?
That would be bling. Bling, bling, y'all. Absolutely.
I'm like, did we have a term before bling?
Nope, that is our one. Okay. Jeremy, your pick for Nikki.
Let's go food.
Food. And your decade is the 80s.
All right. What line of powdered beverage mixes produced by Kraft Foods was first sold in 1982 and was advertised by Dynasty actress Linda Evans doing aerobics in the women's or in a women's gym?
Okay, powder drinks. I'm thinking it's not Kool-Aid, I don't think. Invented in Nebraska, by the way. It could be
wait. Where are you from? Where are you from, Nikki? I have no
idea. I'm from Nebraska, home of Arbor Day and Kool-Aid.
Oh. John, do you know why all of the trees in Iowa lean west?
Why?
Because Nebraska sucks. John and I were both born in Iowa. We love that state. All right, sorry. You were on a roll. You were saying stuff, but I had to jab that in there.
I'm going to say Crystal Light.
Crystal Light is correct. Well done. Well done.
And if that hadn't been right, the only thing I can think of was like those like nutritious drinks. I'm like, they're not coming to mind. I can't remember what they're called, but those like shakes you used to make, like
Slim Fast or 70s, whatever. 80s.
Slim Fast, yeah, that was the one.
Yep.
Like NutraSweet? No, that's not right.
Crystal Light was so heavily marketed to women. Yeah.
I might have some upstairs. Yeah. I like to wear my leg warmers and my leotard and get my Crystal Light on.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking my like 2000s, you know, G Fuel.
There you go.
Which is a powdered drink. So
I went through a weird phase in college where I drank Crystal Light like all the time.
Well, I mean, our mother was actually a jazzercise instructor, and she used to drink the heck out of Crystal Light. Absolutely. When she
Do you ever mix warm Crystal Light with tequila?
Yeah,
I don't recommend it.
Oh.
Okay. I was going to say, why warm?
Yeah.
This stuff sounds like a bad time or like just really desperate. Like I need to like flavor my tequila.
Where are my mixers? Well,
what if you just dumped the powder into the tequila? Yeah.
Oh.
Ugh. You try that and report back.
I totally thought that's what you meant. Like you just poured the packet into like some tequila.
All right, Nikki, you get to pick the category for Jeremy and left are movies and TV, and that's it.
Let's do movies.
All right, movies for Jeremy.
And your decade is the 90s.
Wow. The Academy Awards went rogue in 1994 when they gave the Oscar to this person for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her work in The Piano, which was her first ever feature.
Oh... Why don't I remember this? I'm usually really good with Academy Awards. I was super excited when you said that. And then you said the piano. And I'm like, it's like one of the very few like big Oscar movies I have not seen at all. Let's go. Glenn Close.
Glenn Close, always a good pick in the Academy Awards, but incorrect. Nikki, you get a chance to steal.
Okay. Also have not seen this, but I know Holly Hunter and Anna Paquin are in it. And you said best actress, right?
Best actress in a supporting role.
Oh, supporting. Okay, I'm going to say Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin. That's funny that you got that one. More people. I'm seeing John and Jeremy nodding because I said went rogue, and she played rogue in the 2000s film X-Men. Anna Paquin is correct.
Missed the context clue. And then now I remember that was the movie that Anna Paquin won as the, at the time, youngest, I believe, actress.
That was a good clue, Adam. I like that one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Any other praise for me?
No. Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Okay. Just checking. All right. Nikki, that leaves you with television as your last question.
All right. And your decade is the 90s.
Okay. Before Debbie Dunning became everyone's favorite Tool Time girl, Heidi, what actress and Playboy model was the original Tool Time girl, Lisa?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson is correct. All right, that brings us to the end of round two. John, could you please give us our score updates?
Nikki mounted a pretty good comeback. Right now, Jeremy has 70 and Nikki has 60.
Okay. Fantastic. It's a real game now. Not to say it wasn't before. Let's get into the final round.
Final round!
And for this final round question, Nikki and Jeremy, you need to put in your wagers based on this category, which is British politics.
Okay.
I'm locked in with my wager.
All right, me too.
Okay, our final round wager question in the category of British politics. I want you to name three British prime ministers that served any time from 1970 to the year 2000. And the little hints is one guy served from 1964 to 1970 and again from 74 to 76. Another guy served from 1970 to 74. A different dude served from 76 to 90. A female served from 79 to 90. Another guy served from 90 to 97. And then another dude from 1997 to the year 2007. While Nikki and Jeremy are thinking about their answers, I'm just here to remind all of y'all to listen to every podcast on the BFOP network, whether it's Blast From Our Past, you're already listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown, listen to Talking Back, listen to Cartwright, a Seinfeld podcast, and listen to Podcasting After Dark. These are all fantastic, nostalgic-based podcasts. If you like anything from the 70s, 80s, 90s, even up to today, you will find something you love on the BFOP network.
I am locked in.
All right.
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay. Nikki, as you were behind, can you start us off by telling us three different British prime ministers that served any of the times between 1970 to the year 2000?
Thatcher, Brown, and Blair.
Thatcher, Brown, and Blair are your answers. Okay. And Mr. Goodson.
Well, I also had Thatcher and Blair, and I thought there was a guy named, I think it was John Major, but I just went Major for Jeopardy rules here.
Ground control to Major Tom. All right, here are your answers. Margaret Thatcher was the female who was the British Prime Minister from 1970 to 1990. Tony Blair was the British Prime Minister who went from 97 to the year 2007. And then the guy who did 1964 to 70 and then 74 to 76 was Harold Wilson. The guy who did 70 to 74 was Edward Heath. The guy who did 76 to 79 was James Callahan. And the guy who did 90 to 97, John Major. So there was no Brown, but there was a Major. And so that means, Jeremy, you got the answer correct. I don't think there is much hype and hullabaloo to do, but Nikki, what was your wager?
Big 0 points.
Oh, big fat zero. That's a smart call. But Jeremy, you got the question. So what did you wager?
I wagered to be safe. I didn't go zero, but I went nine.
Nine. Okay. All right, John, could you let us know the final scores and who is our winner?
All right. With a final score of 79-60, Jeremy is the winner.
Good game, Jeremy.
Ooh. Well done, sir.
Good game, Nikki. Yeah. Those are some rough questions. They're good, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. That was a fantastic job to the both of you. A really close game to the end. I think that was ridiculously smart wagering, Nikki, because you never know. Some of these questions can end up being tougher. Because, you know what? I wrote this question exactly with that in mind, is that, oh, people will get Thatcher and Blair, and then no one knows any other British prime minister.
Except for, like, you go back to, like, Churchill and, like, Neville Chamberlain, yeah. And you're like, well, that's way too far back.
Yep.
Well, when you said any prime minister, I kind of forgot we're doing 70s, 80s, 90s. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, Churchill, that's easy. We got an easy one here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Blair and Thatcher. And then I'm like, well, David Cameron, Boris Johnson, like the new one. The past couple. And I'm like, oh, crap. That's right.
Yep. So... fantastic game. Thank you all guys so much for joining us. We really did appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Hope you guys had some fun. Any last parting words that you want to say? We'll start with Nikki.
Just appreciate you having me on. And Jeremy, it's nice to see you because I haven't seen you since we were in Chicago for Geek Bowl. So good to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. You too.
All right. And Jeremy, any last parting words from you?
No, thanks for inviting me. I really enjoyed the game. It was a lot of fun. Nikki, again, good to see you as well. It's great, you know, meeting you at Geek Bowl and then seeing you across the internet. I'll just do a plug again for the Quadrivia podcast. We are a podcast that focuses on the insides of hosting and writing pub trivia. So we do have a little game in there, but it's mostly about different topics that revolve around the actual, like, inner workings of actually writing for and hosting trivia.
Nice. Very cool. All right. For John, I'm Adam, and that was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on the podcast platform you're listening to. And we'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey.
And I'm Zach, and we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.